All right, we are live on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Mark Merrill is back. He was on last week. I believe it was a Monday. Your Penguins made a move. They brought in Ricard Raquel, but we are going to start with your boy, Claude Giroux. So Claude Giroux is a Florida Panther. Tell me your thoughts on Giroux going to the Panthers, and then we'll get into your boy, Ricard Raquel.
I think it was a great trade for Florida. I mean, getting a top center, man, and not really giving up too much. I mean, give away Owen Tippett a couple of draft picks. So I think that was a great trade for Florida. And, Philly got, the assets they need to kind of start a rebuild. I mean, that's kind of about the process they're in now.
Yeah, Devils in a rebuild too, but I think we got the right pieces. So let's talk about the Florida Panthers. Does this team have what it takes now to win the Stanley Cup?
Let me tell you something. There's two teams that I would be afraid of in the East. Well, three teams. I would say Pittsburgh, Florida, and the Rangers. Those are the three teams that are really scary and really that could really make a run at the Cup.
If we look at this Florida team, it seems like it started when they brought in Sergei Bobrovsky. This team is truly a remarkable team once they started that free agent run. And now here they are with one of the best records in the National Hockey League. So where would Florida rank within those top three teams?
Probably second behind Carolina, to be honest with you. Carolina, I don't see as a playoff scary team. I just think they're a regular season team. I don't know if they're built for the playoffs with the guys they have, but Florida is probably number two in terms of maybe the best teams in the regular season right now.
Yeah, I think Florida has what it takes to go out and win the Stanley Cup. Like I mentioned, Sergei Bobrovsky, one of the best goalies in the world, National Hockey League. And they bring him in, and now they bring in all these guys. I believe it was your boy, Patrick Hornquist.
Yep.
He's a Florida Panther. He has a Stanley Cup. He has the experience to lead this team to a nice playoff run. They lost to Tampa Bay last year. So if we look at this Florida Panther team, what would their weakness be if they had any?
Well, let's start off with last year. I mean, their weakness was what? Tampa Bay. I mean, that was mm-hmm. the team that rivals, in-state rivals, two teams that play hard against each other. Look at the record for Tampa against top 10 teams. They are horrible. They lost to the Rangers three times this year, lost to the Penguins twice, have not beat Carolina this year, having a tough time against Florida. So, I mean, Florida's weakness so far isn't a weakness, and the only thing I could see is maybe Ekblad being hurt for the rest of the season. That hurts. I would say he's a top defender now. He struggled, when he was drafted early in his career. But now, that might be their weakness, the defense, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. But they did bring in Ben Chariot.
Which is good, but they gave up. I believe they gave up a first. I mean, he's not worth a first. But listen, they want to win a cup, and they want to win one now. So that's what it takes to win one,
Now, they did fire Joel Quenneville middle of the year. Are you surprised they didn't fall off?
I am. I can't remember their coach, but he was an all-star coach, and he's coached the team perfectly. I mean, Joel Quenneville is obviously one of the best coaches to ever do it. After that Chicago scandal, it's kind of like inevitable that he was going to get fired, and this coach has done a great job since he has been brought in.
I lost my voice Tuesday at the Devil Ranger game.
What a great game!
Yelling, screaming. It's coming back, but you can hear how it's like a little sore from all.
Good,
that
you
yelling.
Should. That was a great game to be at. That was a great game to watch. Great. To be honest with you.
Now I'm going to say this, not to get off the subject. But I'm saying this to all NHL fans, Ranger fans. I do not care if the Devils go out and lose the rest of the season. That was our playoffs right there, beating the Rangers 7-4, scoring 5 goals in the second period. As you can tell, I lost my voice from all the yelling, crying, waving at the crying Ranger fans. I loved it. That's our playoffs right there. I don't care. I don't care if we lose the rest of the regular season. We made the playoffs. We beat the Rangers. That's our playoffs. So let's get to your Pittsburgh Penguins now. Rickard Rakell, they added another center. I believe your centers now are Crosby, Geno, Carter, and Rakell.
Rakell's a winger. Well, he's going to play winger. Bluger's a fourth-line center. That trade was awesome. I actually met him 2 days ago when he came in, and he was very excited about being here. He's pumped up. I never seen a guy, you know, so rejuvenated by getting traded. His first game I was there in the building, his skating, his offense, his defense was remarkable. I mean, he didn't get a point, but he made a nice – he was making nice passes. He was all over the ice. So I think that was a great trade. I mean, you know, Dominic Simone, who we gave up, healthy scratched like 35% of the game. Zach Aston-Reese was probably the big loss. You know, he was not an offensive guy, but he's a top penalty killer. And, you know, sometimes when you lose a guy like that, it's kind of hard to – you know, find your game, find, you know, that guy to replace him. But still, I mean, we didn't really give up too much. And I hope he brings value. And I said to him, you know, after I met him, you know, you're a future Stanley Cup champion.
Well, how did he respond?
He laughed and said, we will do it. So he's pumped. He's ready to go. There was a video after the Penguins beat the Columbus Blue Jackets. He got the player of the game helmet, as you know, they say, and he was
Nice.
Yeah, so the boys seem to enjoy his presence, and I think he's happy to be here, be part of a playoff team, be part of a hockey city,
a sports city in general. Pittsburgh,
City of Champions, one of
City of Champions. Do you feel like you guys still should have went out and acquired another goalie?
You know what? Marc-Andre Fleury's name was out there. No, I think, you know, DeSmith isn't, you know, he's a good backup is really what it is. But Jari is our goalie. I think Ron Hextall has made that clear after the playoffs last year. He's our goalie, and he will always, you know, he'll be our goalie until, you know, he's done. A Vezina Trophy candidate, that's all I can say.
Again, if you're just joining us, we got Mark Merrill back. It is Thursday, March 24th, 2022. A few days past the trade deadline. There's definitely some winners, and there's definitely some losers. That is much more later on the show. But let's talk about this Devils-Rangers game. Was this an embarrassing loss for this Rangers team that a lot of people think could win the Stanley Cup? Or do you think this is just a test that a lot of teams that win the Stanley Cup go through?
100%, I think it's an embarrassing loss. Not that the Devils are bad. They just had, obviously, a tough season.
Yeah, for sure. That's the difference. We have the talent.
Injuries, bad goaltending. You know, John Gillies is not a good, you know, NHL goaltender.
JV at best.
Yeah. Nico Dawson.
You got Mason Gerston on the ice. So what do you expect?
Exactly. But, you know, they're going to be a good team. And you know, a guy who had a 940 save percentage, Igor Shesterkin, played like horrible. I mean, against a Devils team that you should honestly have a shutout against.
Well, if Gillis was in, it was going to be a different game.
Yeah, but
I was out there. I was like, Marty's better. I had the Marty's better chair going. I lost my voice, as you could tell.
I mean, that was it. I didn't watch the game, but I saw highlights. I saw Jack Hughes was really stepping up.
Felt like a playoff game.
It really did.
Stanley Cup final, even. I couldn't even get food. That's how busy it was. I wasn't going to wait. I kept going up. I was like, good luck to me. Let's go back later.
Yeah, I mean, I also saw how salty MSG, the Rangers Network, was.
Yeah.
Saying that Jack Hughes, Capo Caco is better than Jack Hughes. He's bigger, stronger, faster, which is just
that was years ago with the draft. Remember when they had their draft party?
Yeah, and then they were very excited.
They were cheering Caco when we got Jack, and Jack is by far better. I know Caco's been injured, but still,
Hughes is better than Lafreniere. I know
Hughes Jack is better than both of them combined.
Yes, I think Hughes is obviously has a year on Lafreniere, but he's just better. I mean,
yeah. I mean, for what they were saying, Taco's going to be better.
Yeah, and then calling PK Subban on live television and saying that Nico Dawes is not an NHL goaltender. That was a bad look for MSG, and I think they should be embarrassed. I think they should honestly be embarrassed for being NHL analysis and saying those stuff. I mean, that's not what you're paid to do. You're paid to analyze the game how it is. And how it was, the Rangers flat out played horrible.
Yeah.
You got out to a 2-0 lead. You blew it against a bad Devils team, against a bottom team.
Mm-hmm.
They should be embarrassed, is what I'm saying.
7-4, right? Great.
Yeah, 7-4, that. But I'm 7-4. Saying, I mean, as an NHL, as an NHL analysis experts, you should not be saying those things about another team.
Oh, for sure.
Especially after they beat you. That just makes it look bad on you if you're saying that this guy's not an NHL goaltender. He just beat the top Vezina candidate. That just looks bad on you.
We got much more to get to. We got Mark Merrill on the show. We'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back on the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Mark Merrill and I will be right back. All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. All right, Mark, winners and losers of the trade deadline, and I'm honestly going to start. I think the New Jersey Devils are one of the winners of the trade deadline, and this is why I think that. The fact that they're not giving up on Pavel Zacha, I know a lot of Devil fans want him out the door. But the fact that they haven't given up on him just yet shows that this ownership and Tom Fitzgerald, Marty Brodeur, they trust the system that they have in place. And I think getting a guy like Andrew Hammond has us wondering why. But with everything going on, it's good to have someone. So Nico Dawes doesn't be a 21-year-old and gets all this experience, and then God forbid something happens with an injury or something. So I understand that move, but I think the Devils were a winner of the trade deadline. Mark, what do you think of the trade deadline?
Winners, Seattle, getting a slew of picks. That was
they need
crazy.
It.
Yeah. That was crazy how they were getting back. Montreal getting first for players that are horrible. Florida, I would say Pittsburgh, Minnesota, those are all winners for me. Colorado. So those are all winners for me, I believe.
So let's get to the Minnesota Wild. I think last time we did this show last week, I was talking about how the Minnesota Wild could be one of those teams that go on a run and, play the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, that would be a great storyline, seeing Fleury versus his old team.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So, what, as a Penguins fan, as a Fleury fan, what do you think this team in Minnesota can do now, knowing that they have a top goaltender in Marc-Andre Fleury that has won Stanley Cups?
I think it's just confidence. A lot has to go with confidence in your goalie. If you don't have that confidence, your offense feels like they have to score X amount of goals, and your defense can't allow odd man rushes. If you have confidence in your goalie, you can kind of, let up a little bit and just go out and play your game. And acquiring a guy like Marc-Andre Fleury, a Hall of Famer, 3-time Stanley Cup champion, that's huge. You have Talbot, who's having a solid year. Now you have Fleury. Those are two confident goaltenders that you should be confident in.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we saw the series last year with Vegas. They basically fell apart in five games. So I think this is a great move by Billy Guerin. I think the Wild have what it takes. I think the Wild has what it takes now to go on a solid run and maybe play the Pittsburgh Penguins in the Stanley Cup final, who brought in a good piece within Rickard Rakell. So the Penguins, I think, are also a winner. But one of the losers for me is the Vegas Golden Knights. I think they needed to improve their goaltending position. Brassois isn't really a great starter. He's a decent backup. But I also don't trust Robin Lehner when it comes to a solid playoff push. So from your standpoint, what would the Vegas Golden Knights have to do to improve that goaltending position, not just this past trade deadline, but even in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you saw, but that Evgeny Dadonov trade got voided.
Yeah, it did.
Which really, really hurt them. I believe he was getting paid like $5 million, I think, or $4.5 million, whatever it was. He might have getting paid more, but they only have $430,000 in their cap right now. Mm-hmm. In order to activate Alec Martinez and Mark Stone, they would have to clear like $15 million total.
Well, they don't have to come playoff time.
No, but if they come back before that, like, you cannot keep a guy in LTIR if he's healthy. If he's cleared, they have to come back. That's just, you can have them day to day or week to week, but they can't be on LTIR, which means they have to have that cap, which is a tough scenario. That even goes back to this offseason. That cap still is going to be with them, and that includes their goalie. I think you get rid of Leonard. He is flat out terrible.
Yeah, we've seen it, but yeah. DeBoer, he
loves him from the one.
Yeah, we saw it with he didn't like Adam Larson for some reason. He didn't like there's someone in San Jose.
No, he doesn't like John Merrill. I know that's why they shipped him off.
He's the reason why the Devils don't have a cup in 2012. Same thing with the Sharks, and going to be the same thing with Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, the goalie situation is bad. I mean, I know Leonard is walking in a boot, I believe, or he's limping or whatever it was that they reported. And Brassois just, yeah, he's a good backup. He really is a good backup, but he's not going to be good in the playoffs against those tough West teams like Colorado and Minnesota, and teams that are going to be playing them. I mean, it's just going to be tough. If I was a Vegas fan, I would be scared.
I would, too. You know, we were talking about if they get Jack Eichel, they may be one of those teams to actually win the Stanley Cup. I don't see it happening this
year. Well, I think ever since Jack played in Buffalo, they're like 1-10
yeah,
they're
like,
or
no,
something.
I saw they're like 0-4 or something.
Oh, yeah, something like that, 2-0. Yeah.
Maybe Jack isn't a good fit in Vegas either.
You know what? I met him when Vegas came to Pitt, and his attitude was horrible. And I just don't think it's a fit in the locker room. Like he, I just can't see him being a good teammate. He has an ego that he shouldn't have. He has accomplished nothing. Let me get one thing straight. He's a great goal scorer. He's a great player. That's why he was drafted so high. But his, you know, and having an ego like that and having an attitude like, oh, I'm better than you, it's not good in you know, regular life in terms of companies and stuff like that. It's not good in a locker room when you have so many different personalities trying to mix into one.
Oh, for sure. We see it all over the place. I mean, we could look at this current administration, but
yeah,
we're not going to get into that discussion.
No, but I want to give an example. The Penguins played the Sabres this past, actually yesterday.
Yeah, they lost 4-3, right?
4-3 in the shootout.
It's on the bottom.
Yeah. listen, that Sabre team, as much as, you know, obviously they're out of the playoffs, they're kind of playing for nothing. I guess, you know, the players are playing for roster spots, but they have a chemistry that I haven't seen when Eichel was on the team.
They've been playing so much better. And then Jack made that, you know, that snarky comment, you know, this is the loudest it's been since I've been here. Well, maybe the fans didn't like you or respect you, so they said, fuck that, we're not going to cheer, we're going to root for them to lose so you could get the hell out of Buffalo. And now look at them. I think they could be a team on the rise within the next 2 to 3 years.
Now, I didn't like how Buffalo didn't give him the surgery he wanted. I didn't like that. I think if a player wants a surgery, he should get it. That's just I believe that. But he doesn't have that. I would have shipped him out a while ago. You know, when he, you know, they look so much happier as a team. Like watching them play against the Penguins, they fought for each other. You know, when Tuck scored that game winner in the shootout, they all, you know, Tuck was smiling, looking at the bench, pointing at the boys. You know, it's a whole, you know what? This Sabre team might be scary in the next, you know, Owen Power and Cousins and all these guys. They might mm-hmm. be really scary in the next coming years.
Yeah, time will tell. We shall see. So another loser for me is Dallas Stars. I think they could have done more than Scott Wedgwood. I think they have a lot to improve on defense, goaltending. I don't think this is a team that could go on a Stanley Cup run like they did a few years ago when it was the bubble. From your point of view, what do you think this Stars team has to do, whether it's chemistry, new lines, if they want to return to the Stanley Cup Finals and win it?
Well, I'm not really sure why they got a goaltender. They have Holpe and Ottinger.
Yeah, that's about it.
Wedgwood has played pretty good this season. I mean, Devils, Coyotes. He's been playing pretty well. I know Sagan and him have a history. I believe they went to high school together or something like that. So maybe that's why they brought him in. Maybe Sagan to get a little boost of morale. That could be possible. Yeah. But, yeah, I think they're a loser. I mean, they didn't do – I mean, with Heskanen out for most of the year, you would have thought they got another defender, at least another bottom pair defender for some depth. But they didn't do anything. They got Wedgwood. And to me, that's just not good enough for the playoffs. If you're a playoff team, I think you should go out and get a top six winger or at least a top four D.
So I have a winner. And that's the Boston Bruins. I like the fact that they added another left-handed defenseman to that team.
That's a great signing.
Within Hampus Lindholm. Where does Boston stand within the Atlantic, and where do they stand within the Eastern Conference?
I'm still not scared of them. Their goaltending situation is – it's all right. I mean, you have Ullmark and Swayman. I just don't think that's the goaltending duo you want in the playoffs. But adding a defender like Lindholm is good. Lindholm is a really solid defender, and you know they signed him for 8 years, so they obviously think highly of him too.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of winners, a few losers, but another winner for me is, I really hate to say this, but it's the New York Rangers, and I like the fact that they added depth. I like the fact that they added these key pieces for their bottom six. You know. That's why they didn't really have success in the playoffs. They would look great during the regular season, and then they fall off. Specifically, May 25th, 2012, on Adam Henrique Day, that we celebrate 10 years this year. Shout out to all the Ranger fans watching this. Happy Henrique Day, 11:03 p.m., Eastern Conference champions, New Jersey Devils. you can look at the Lightning series. You can look at... In 2015, you could look at, I think they lost to the Penguins in 2016, if I'm correct.
Yeah, in 5 games.
So I think adding these pieces within Andrew Kopp, Tyler Mott.
Yeah, two good. Justin Braun.
Justin Braun on defense. I think that helps them if they want to go on a Stanley Cup final run. I don't see it because I think the Florida Panthers are going to go to the Stanley Cup final. Or the Pittsburgh Penguins. I still stand with the Penguins, and I still stand with the Wild. But I think the Rangers are a winner.
Oh, definitely. Like I said, playoff teams need to make playoff moves. Getting Kopp, who's I think is a really good player, and Mott's a pretty solid bottom player, and Braun's a good depth defender. Braun has played in the finals. He has played in a lot of playoff games. He has that grit. He has that depth defense that playoff teams need. So, good for the Rangers. And I heard they were in for Raquel, and I was very happy that they didn't get him and we got him, which is good because sometimes it's not about getting the guy. Sometimes it's about stealing them from other teams.
Oh, for sure.
I think a loser, if I might add, is the Washington Capitals.
Oh, yeah. They didn't really add much.
They traded away Sprong, who has played exceptionally well in their organization since he got picked up from Anaheim.
Who got there from Pittsburgh.
You know, a whole series of events there. But and they added Mocho. Mojo hasn't done anything since he was on the Capitals many years ago.
Maybe they think he's going to rejuvenate.
I don't see it. I think they're a loser. I think this actually might, you know, they're so far in front of the Blue Jackets that it, you know, doesn't matter, but they might lose in the first round to Carolina. If it's Carolina Capitals, it might be over.
I think it's going to be over in five. Yeah, I agree.
Sweep of five. Their goaltending is horrendous with having
Vanacek and
Vitek Vanacek and Samsonov. I mean, it's going to be interesting. You know, to see Capitals lose in the playoffs makes me smile every year.
Except for 2018, right?
Yeah, I was. I look back on that every so often, and it's crazy to think, like, after two successful playoff seasons, to see a team get eliminated like that, it was heartbreaking, and you know it makes a team learn and learn. But you know, so far we haven't done that, and I think this year is a magical year. I really feel it.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of veterans on your team that's been there and want to get back. Jeff Carter is one of them. So let's go back to Pittsburgh. What do you think about the play of Jeff Carter this year?
He's been solid. Hasn't put up the offensive numbers I would have expected, but. You know, he's a good two-way forward, two-way center. He has played to, you know, what people expected. And I think, you know, having that experience and having, you know, his age and now wanting to win again, you know, young players don't really have that because they never really had it. You know, when Jake Gensel came here, he won the cup right away. Same for Russ, same for, you know, Sherry's not on the team anymore, but Sherry and all these young guys, Murray, when he was here, they won right away. So having this couple first-round playoff losses and having maybe we're not going to win every year, it helps the young guys. The old guys know, you know, we're not going to get here every year.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Crosby from his first cup to his second. What was that, 6 years? So, you know, he thought he was going to make it every year, you know. He came in the league.
Yeah, 2009 and then 16-17.
Yeah, so –
First-round exits, embarrassing exits. Flyers series in 2012.
I don't remember that series.
Losing to the Rangers in five games in 2015.
Yeah. And then St. Louis in 2014. Yeah, so.
2016, you guys won. 2017, you guys won. Then you lost in 2018. Then you lost in 2019.
To the Islanders back-to-back years.
And then you missed it in the bubble, I believe.
Oh, not back-to-back. I'm sorry. We lost to the Islanders. Then we lost in the qualifying round. Then we lost to the Islanders last year.
Yeah, so the Penguins haven't really done anything the last few years. I think this could be the year. I think you see another championship in the City of Champions, known as Steel City.
Well, that's the thing. Like, a lot of Penguins fans, from what I've been, you know, witnessing and hearing, is are we going to see regular season Jarry? Or are we going to see playoff Jarry? And we really haven't seen a big sample size of Tristan Jarry in the playoffs. We've seen, you know, six games plus, you know, that Canadian series that they pulled Murray. So that's seven playoff games. That's not a lot of experience, you know. I think he's going to learn from last year. And, you know, having last year's experience is going to help the whole team as a whole. You know, we didn't really move any guys out besides, you know, Aston Reeves. So, you know, Hextall is a guy who wants to win, and Brian Burke wants to win, and you have Crosby, Sullivan. You have all these guys in the organization that will not give up while having the core of Crosby, Malkin, and Letang.
Oh, for sure. And they have the core. They still have the core there. They got the big guys. Like you just mentioned, they got Letang, they got Crosby, Gino. So they have all the veteran leadership that they need to show these young guys. Hey, this is the test. This is the grind. You want to win the Stanley Cup. You want to ring like all these guys. Follow the lead and stay patient. If we lose in the first round 1 year, it doesn't mean we're not going to come back and be stronger the following year and win it. We might just need to add a few pieces, but you know what? We'll do that. We'll add Ricard Raquel. You know, we'll trust Tristan Jari. We'll trust all these guys and stay patient, and we'll end up hoisting a cup.
Yeah, I mean, that's what teams add to their team. If you've seen, like, Patty Marleau came here a couple of years ago to try to win a cup. Jerome McGinley came to Pittsburgh. So, teams try to add veteran presence. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Like, Florida was adding Joe Thornton. You know, does that help? Does that hurt? I don't know. But, you know, it's going to be a great playoff year. Fans are back in the building for the playoffs, which, finally, after this hiatus of what you would call it, COVID. So, you know, I think people need to stop being scared and we're back to full capacity. So
the Penguins, I'm looking at the standings now. They are 39-16-10, 88 points. Home record is 18-9-5. Road record is 21-7-5. So they're pretty balanced out on the road and on home ice. If things hold up the way they do, they'll start off the postseason in Pittsburgh against the Rangers. I don't think Washington's going to get that three spot. How important is it for them to play well on the road?
In order to win the cup, you got to play good on the road. Just how it is. You got to win games on the road. So being a good road team and showing that you can come back and play good on the road is huge. I believe we're the best penalty killer on the road this season. So to have that is huge, especially going into the playoffs. You have that experience, and to go into another team's building, another team's locker room, another city to travel and to win, it's big. It's big.
So let's get to the New Jersey Devils quick before we do our final thoughts and discuss Stanley Cup champions. They are 23-36-5, 51 points, negative 36. Home ice, we are 15-14-3, but that road record is 8-22-2. So how far off do you think this New Jersey Devils team is from becoming a playoff contender? Are we far off, or it's just a matter of time?
Just a matter of time. They have the pieces, and they just need to make a couple moves. I would say PK Subban needs to leave. It's just paying a guy $9 million, not worth it for his caliber. Tatar might have to leave. And then you add a couple pieces in free agency. Does Claude Giroux re-sign? Maybe bring him to Jersey. Like stuff like that. I know Todd Fitzgerald likes younger guys, but you know, you need a little, 32, 33, 34 year olds to have on the team.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Stravel Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Mark Merrill is on. It is Thursday, March 24th, 2022. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcasting, the Doug Saravo Show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we're going to do our final thoughts segment and discuss who we think could win the Stanley Cup. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. The Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. All right, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. All right, Marky Mark, it's time for final thoughts. Stanley Cup favorites, which is brought to you by Lepore Betting. So who do we have from Mark Merrill's perspective on who's going to win the Stanley Cup? And what I want is two teams from each semifinal. So you're going to have the West, and then you're going to have the East. Mark, let's hear yours.
I'm going to say a wild card. I'll start with the West. The wild card from the West, I'm going to have to go with the Minnesota Wild. And then another team, I would say the Calgary Flames. In the East, I'll go with the Penguins, and I'll go with the Rangers.
Penguins and the Rangers. Interesting.
I think whoever wins that Eastern Conference semifinals is going to go to the Cup, which is either Penguins, Rangers, Hurricane, you know, one of the Metro teams, I feel like.
All right. So for me, I am going with the Florida Panthers as one. I think adding Claude Giroux is a huge, huge move for them. He has experience in the Stanley Cup playoffs, has experience in the Stanley Cup final, where they lost in 2010 to Chicago. So it's not like they just brought in a guy that is a great scorer. They brought in a guy that has that experience, because this Florida team doesn't really have that. Yeah, you have Patrick Hornquist, but how many of those guys have a Stanley Cup ring? How many of those guys went on a solid run? You got Joe Thornton, maybe Sergei Bobrovsky, because he beat the Tampa Bay Lightning, made it to round two. But which guy on Florida has that pedigree? And bringing in Claude Giroux brings them to the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, in my opinion. And from another team in the Eastern Conference, I am going to have to go with the Boston Bruins. I think they want to get back there. I think having a guy like Hampus Lindholm on the back end definitely helps them. And I could see that being the semifinal, but I'm not forgetting about the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think they have what it takes to go far. So I think it's going to be tight between the Penguins and the Panthers, but I think a team like Boston could get there. From the West, I'm going with Colorado. I think that they've just been the hottest team all year long. You know, you do have that point of view where the hottest teams always slow down come the postseason. So I could see them slowing down, but I don't see it happening. They added Josh Manson. Nathan MacKinnon has been on a tear all year long. They do have a few injuries, but I don't see them falling apart. Can Darcy Kemper be that guy to lead them to a Stanley Cup final appearance? Can they go on a run with Darcy? Who knows? And from the West, still, I see the Minnesota Wild, now that they have Fleury, going on a run. It's going to be interesting for sure. The postseason is always one of the best times of the summer, the start of spring. You know, now that we're heading into April, it's like I can't wait. I mean, I love the fact that I get to go to Devil games still towards the end of April. But at this point, I'm like, I can't wait for the regular season to be over. You know, you got baseball season, but you got the Stanley Cup playoffs. And who doesn't love the Stanley Cup playoffs, Mark?
Nobody. I mean, it's the best trophy in sports, as everybody likes to call it. And there's nothing better than watching Stanley Cup playoff hockey.
Oh, for sure. Who doesn't? I love it.
Play some street hockey in the morning / afternoon. Take a shower, get some food, and get ready for some playoff hockey. That's my
thing. Yeah, nothing like street hockey. Scoring on a Mark Merrill 5-hole.
Nope. Nothing
like that.
Shut down.
Oh,
Doug, you get shut down all the time.
No, I don't. I scored on you. I scored on James.
Oh, who, your brother or the other James?
My brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully we have a game again with the Staten Islanders and you guys.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, and I could score on you again. So
you could try. But...
Yeah, you got my playoff beard growing. So
wait, for what team?
Huh?
For Tampa already?
No, I'm just growing this out.
As you see, my playoff beard, it will be shaved off actually very soon and start for the playoffs.
This is my playoff beard, so see how
long. Well, you always have that, so.
Yeah, I mean. But I'm growing this extra long for Lent. That's what I do for Lent. I never shave.
Nice, I like it.
Yeah, it's called the Lent beard.
The Lent beard.
The Lent beard.
I like it.
So who else do we got to win the Stanley Cup if we just had to pick a like a surprise team that many people won't pick?
Is this Max bad takes or just in general?
Yeah, let's do Max bad takes. Let's hear it.
In order for someone to win the cup, I might go with probably the Nashville Predators.
Nashville Predators? How about the Washington Capitals?
Yeah, I like it.
That series would be, it wouldn't be as exciting as it would be like years ago. Nashville versus Washington.
Yeah, I mean, that would just be, no one would watch that. Ovi would just win a cup if that's the case.
Yeah, he would get ring number two.
Which I hope never happens. I hope he retires with one-time Stanley Cup champion.
Let's see. Let me look at the standings.
The question is, when are you going to see Devils Stanley Cup champions?
2026, 2027.
I will be very old by then.
All right, here's one. Let's do the Toronto Maple Leafs versus the Edmonton Oilers.
That would be a really weird series. I don't know if anybody would watch that in the States, yeah. To be honest. Who would care about that? That would mean the first Canadian team to win a cup since 1993.
Uh-huh. So actually, let's talk about the Anaheim Ducks for a moment. Because they're on an 8-game skid. They are 27-28 and 11, I believe. What happened to Anaheim? Why do they like just fall apart?
I don't know. It's been tough. It's been a tough season. I haven't really been following them. I know Zegras has been playing well. I know Terry's been playing well. I know Gibson's been okay. But you know, the GM got a good pieces, you know, and getting stuff back from Lindholm, I think they got a good deal from Pittsburgh for Raquel. So they trade away, you know, two pieces that could have helped them if they were in a playoff position. But the GM was smart and realized, hey, when we're not going to go far, you know, we're struggling, and they got pieces. So I think they'll be all right in the future. I heard that they might trade Gibson, which is absurd. I think he's a top goaltender with the right defense. Let's say if he
maybe
plays
comes to New Jersey.
That would be huge for you.
First
guys.
Round pick for Gibson, I'd take it.
Yeah, I mean, I would give up a lot for Gibson. I would give up, you know, Kevin Ball, maybe Nolan Foote, and a couple picks to get a goalie like that.
I'd take that.
You know, it was a bad trade. Bo Horvat for Corey Schneider.
Yeah, how did that turn out? I was there when they announced it.
Oh, that was bad, huh?
Yeah. Well, I got my new jersey, which I like.
What, the
Kyrie?
Kyrie?
Yeah.
How much did that set you back?
Not much. It was a sale.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, then I got my Cavs hat on.
You and your two different teams, I love
it. No, I love Kyrie. They don't have Cavs Kyrie jerseys anymore.
That's fair.
They don't have him. I'm not going to buy a LeBron one.
Oh, I hate LeBron.
I think he's a great basketball player, but lately he's been like...
I know. Maybe he should stay off the politics and start playing some basketball.
Like, it's just annoying how like he says all this nonsense, and it's like, so Kyrie's number one, you know?
I like Kyrie. I'm a Nets fan, so...
I love Kyrie. Yeah, see, and I got my Cavs hat. People are gonna look at me like I'm a nut. Why are you wearing a Cavs hat with a Nets shirt?
You should have seen a couple weeks ago. I was at the Penguin game. Some guy was wearing a Penguins jersey with a Hurricanes hat.
Yeah.
Thought that was very interesting. Those are two weird, you know, two weird mixes. So, thought that was strange, but.
That's something Mac would do.
I could see Mac wearing two different teams. He's a nut, that guy.
Yeah, like he wears... He would like wear like McKinnon, and then he would wear like a Blue Jay hat.
Yeah, very strange. This is my game day hat for on the at home, and then I have a different one for on the road.
Oh yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
What do you wear, like a road jersey too when you're on the
road?
Yeah,
I'm very superstitious. So.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I that Brian Rush jersey. I am 4-0 while wearing it. So. That includes a playoff game in Nassau and three regular season games. So
nice. I still haven't gotten Crosby yet.
Well, he's in the city right now. Why don't you go get him?
Oh, they play the Rangers?
Yep, play the Rangers tomorrow at 7, which really should be on ESPN. But, you know, a game like that would definitely be on NBC. But ESPN has really screwed up the NHL market.
Yeah, it's weird. And then you got to subscribe to watch these games. It's like, what the hell?
I got to pay more money to watch my favorite team play. And then if you live in the city, it's blacked out. It's very stupid.
How do you think the Stanley Cup's going to work?
I don't know. I hope we get Kenny Albert. He's the next best announcer. If we get Leah Hextall, I will not be watching the games with sound.
Yeah?
Yeah, she is horrible. I wish John Forslund got hired by ESPN. He's probably the best announcer.
Or you know what we could do?
Do our own commentary.
You could mute it. I could have it on here, and I could do the play-by-play.
We should do that, honestly.
That would be fun.
I know.
Here's Ricard Raquel with the puck. He has Sidney Crosby to the left of him. Here's Raquel with it. He passes it to Crosby. Crosby takes a shot. He fakes it. He gets the rebound, and Malkin scores.
I like it.
And the Penguins head to the Stanley Cup final, where they're going to play the Minnesota Wild.
You have a good radio voice, Dougie. You should start maybe doing some radio announcing.
Yeah, we can. I did the high school one.
I like it.
Yeah, we should. I should. Hold on. Let's do something quick. What was that big goal that you guys scored?
There's a lot of big ones. You want to be a little more specific?
Hold on. Here we could do this. Hold on. Let's try this. Bonino OT goal.
Nah, you want to go to the Chris Kunitz game 7 double overtime goal.
Hold on.
That's the biggest goal I've ever seen them score.
All right, we got it. We'll mute it. 28 is Cole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how my play-by-play sounds.
It's Cole. I believe it was Cole, Schultz, Kunitz, and Crosby on the ice, I believe. That passing play.
All right, this video belongs to the NHL. If people are watching, I do not own it. All right, let's try this. Just to see how it sounds.
This is the Bonino one.
Yeah, James hates this one.
Oh, I should play it next time I see him.
All right, hold on. Let's do this. You could be like Pierre after they score.
Pierre?
Yeah.
Is it loading? What's going on?
Here's Ian Cole with it. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't Cole.
Oh, you screwed it up.
Right? Oh, that was Bonino. That was Bonino with it. All right, hold on.
It was Cole. Yeah, it looks like.
No, because see how the camera is? It looks like he has it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's Bonino with it. Bonino has it. He takes the shot blocked over there. There's Carl Hagelin with it. Here's Kessel with it. Kessel has it. Hagelin with it. He takes a shot. Bass Hopi Bonino scores. It's Nick Bonino. And the Washington Capitals have yet reached the Eastern Conference Final. Pittsburgh takes on. Who they play? Tampa?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay. That is Nick Bonino. How'd I do?
Not bad. I like it.
Yeah. See, it's just hard to do it right now because the way I screamed on Tuesday, my voice is still shot.
Well, you can't do that. As a broadcaster, Doug, you cannot lose your voice.
No, I know. But see, I think it would have been better if I was there and I could like see and read off the energy. But when you're watching it on TV, it's like hard to do the play-by-play.
I agree.
But yeah, I thought that was a good call. Cuz actually when I did that call for Monroe, I don't know if you ever heard it.
I don't think I did.
Oh, let me play this for you. I'm sure. It was an overtime game.
Was it John Bono?
No. Oh, you like that call that I do? It's Bono time.
I like it. I love it.
All right, here. This is when we went to the GMC. All right, here. Overtime's about to start. All right, here. This is it. Let me know what you thought.
Getting ready for overtime. It's intense in here. It's loud. And the fans are ready to go. The players are ready to go. So we are underway in overtime. 14:56 remaining. Here's an opportunity for Izzo. Izzo goes up. He scores! Monroe is going to the final, ladies and gentlemen! 10 seconds in and they are going to the final.
What do you think?
That was awesome.
I know. That was great, right?
I don't think you were ready for that.
I wasn't. 10 seconds in into the overtime, and then here they go. They score.
Screw St. Joe's. Let's go Monroe.
Yeah, let's go Monroe. That was great. I know, you could hear my voice cracked.
I know. He was so excited.
Yeah, and you could hear the emotion and everything in that call.
I know. That was great, Dougie. That was really awesome. Yeah,
because when I was there, we didn't really win much. And so to see this team to win and, you know, having the opportunity to do play-by-play and all this great stuff, to see that goal, and you know what the thing is? This was the first year where I did play-by-play with fans in the building. Because last year, Governor Murphy didn't allow fans and all. So we had fans this year. So hearing all the crowd, seeing all these fans around you, and you do play-by-play, you're feeding off of the energy, you're feeding off of the crowd, and you hear the crowd yell. It's like, they score, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Monroe is heading to the final.
That was excellent.
Yeah, that was a great call. I loved it. All right, Mark, you got any final thoughts?
Just that, you know, let's go Pens, and, you know, we'll see the Rangers, it looks like, in the first round.
Yeah. Who's going to win that series, realistically?
It's going to be tough. It's a seven-game series.
Do these new moves for the Rangers help them, you know, go on a run?
It's possible. Definitely is possible.
I know. It should be an interesting postseason, as always.
I'm excited.
All right, Mark, thank you for joining me. This show is going to be live within, I say, a half hour. We could probably start this around 6 o'clock because this is actually going to be live later on. This is pre-recorded, so, you know, we'll do more live shows. Hopefully we get Mac. Hopefully we get James to come on, and then we could have people call in. We could have people send in comments. So, Mark, as always, thank you for joining me on the Doug Survival Show.
Thank you, Dougie. I'll see you hopefully next week.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
That was Mark Merrill on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. I am thrilled to announce that I will be the banquet MC for the Monroe Falcons ice hockey team at the end of April. Can't wait. Take care, everyone, and God bless.